T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us to celebrate this great project on a beautiful day here in downtown Buffalo. 201 Ellicott represents a $76 million project that focuses on connecting housing, food, commerce, and mobility. I hope I'm not stealing your speech.
No, that's great.
Okay. I'd like to extend a special thanks and recognition to everyone that and their work and support and dedication to make this project a reality. I also like to acknowledge some representations in the audience. We have Joan Kestner from Governor Hochul's office. Thank you for coming, Joan. Quinn Bushin from Congressman Brian Higgins. Senator Tim Kennedy's office is represented by Emily Reed and Robert Davidson. New York Assembly member Crystal People Stokes' office is represented by Anthony Thompson. Our partner on this project was New York State Division of Housing and Community Renewal Commissioner is here, Ruth Ann Visnauskas. And I can't help but not acknowledge the Deputy Commissioner, or Assistant Commissioner, sorry, Lenny Skrill. Thank you, Lenny, for all your support. We also had the support from the ECIDA and the county, so I'd like to acknowledge County Executive Mark Polenkars. And obviously Mayor Byron Brown, who was team in with Becky Gandor and Brendan Mahaffey from the Office of Strategic Planning, which was we worked tirelessly on this thing, right?
Yes.
to make this thing a reality was a tough road, but we got here. I also like to acknowledge our Darius Parajan Council President, Fillmore District Council Member Mitch Nowakowski, and the entire Common Council for their support. So a project like this, to help make it a reality, we really needed a great team, and I'd like to acknowledge some of our partners that helped us along the development process. Our architects, Canon Design. Our construction managers, our building partners, the entities that provide the financing was Redstone Equity Partners, M&T Bank, Evans Bank, and maybe we should hold off until I get through the whole. There's a lot of people on this list. We also had the support of the ECIDA and their board of directors, our consultant, Smith and Henze. We also had a community advisory group, which worked very closely and collaboratively with us to make this, you know, and provided really great input to help make this project what it is. And I also like to acknowledge Stuart Green, who, the owner of Bray Miller Market, who was a great partner. And thank you, Stuart. There you can applaud that guy. Stuart, I know you heard me say this a couple times, but it was like right out of a Hollywood script, including the name Stuart Green. So we couldn't have scripted it any better. Also, Justin Booth is here. He worked with Go Bike. He's with Go Bike Buffalo, who really gave us great support for our mobility hub. And then also Brad Packard from Belmont Housing. Nice to see you again, Brad. There are countless other individuals from the project team and from the surrounding community that showed tremendous dedication and voice strong support for our project in its early stages, and continue to be our key to our success today. And we all know, or maybe some of you know, how controversial this project was initially to get off the ground. We did have some of our detractors taking a surface parking lot off market and creating a project that really was, we feel like, is transformational to downtown Buffalo. So again, thank you all for that support. I'd like to really acknowledge the mayor and the mayor's vision for downtown in this site and the project. His Race for Place program supports talent, attraction, a modern workforce through the creation of attractive and innovative environments. As part of that, the Ellicott Street placemaking strategy had aimed at creating a vibrant, mixed-use streetscape to enhance mobility, encourage growth, and connect people. And I do think this project checks all those boxes. So, with the support of the Common Council, and especially President Darius Pridgen, when I went to visit the council president, we had a conversation that telling him that we are really pivoting from a market rate apartment / Class A housing, Class A office and retail to affordable housing, and he was 100% supportive of it. So that was key, and again, the council president was really right there with us all the way with his support. We broke ground in 2019, again, after a really collaborative approach, seeking a lot of significant input. We know there's a need for more affordable housing, especially here in downtown Buffalo. The mayor kept telling us, we're not gonna let you get going, and of course, Becky and Brendan kept telling us, we're parroting what the mayor's thoughts were, until we found that grocery operator. And I have to really do a special shout out to Denise Jerome-Bergesi, because she's our VP of Development and Planning, because she was really tenacious, really focused on it. It was challenging because a lot of the grocery retailers we talked to did really not have the vision of what's really happening in downtown Buffalo and the renaissance that's happening in these surrounding neighborhoods. So, but what we really were really looking for was someone who understood this community and really had a flavor for what we do here locally. And that's when we found, again, Stuart Green. And again, we couldn't have had a better partner. The great things about what Stuart does, the majority of the things you see that are on the shelves there at Bray Miller are, most of it is, I asked Stuart the other day, 75-80% of it is sourced from local companies or farms or whatever, and that's really what it's all about, to create a great social infrastructure for this community. We also did something we thought was pretty creative. Because we didn't have any on-site parking, we decided to create a mobility hub, which gave a lot of transportation, cost-effective and transportation options to our tenants. So it's something that we'd like to see more developments do. We will be doing more of them, and we think it's a very innovative approach to bring, you might as well say, some more creative, non-traditional options for transportation. And again, this project we feel connects housing, food, commerce, and transit. And we should be welcoming our first tenants by the end of the year. And I'd like to introduce the mayor of Buffalo, Mayor Byron Brown.
Thank you very much, Paul Simonelli, and thank you for the tremendous work that you and your team have done to get us to this very special day in downtown Buffalo, in the city of Buffalo. And this day is special for the residents of our city. It's special for our residents that live in downtown Buffalo, as well as residents living on the east and west sides of downtown. You know, in my 2014 State of the City address, I announced that my administration would do everything that it could to help bring a fresh food market to downtown Buffalo. And that was critically important, because now downtown has become the fastest growing neighborhood in the city. And we needed to fulfill that need for a place to shop. My vision for the heart of our city was to create a vibrant, mixed income downtown center that met the needs of our community, supported local talent, attracted talent, and furthered the public and private investment that was happening in our downtown. I wanted to utilize our city assets, and in this case, 201 Ellicott, a city-owned parking lot, to strategically drive new development that was inclusive and provided housing and job opportunities to city residents. Now, 201 Ellicott, home to Bray Miller Market, this $76 million game-changing mixed-use project is bringing 201 units of affordable housing to our community. My administration's priority to continue to create high-quality, affordable housing in all of our neighborhoods moves a step further with this project. I want to say a special thank you to Paul Simonelli, who responded to a very competitive request for proposals that the city put out. As you heard from Paul, there were a lot of issues that were confronted in moving this project forward. They were never too daunting for Paul Simonelli and his management team. They got through every obstacle. They worked closely with our team in City Hall. They worked closely with the City Council. And today, we are here to unveil what I consider a masterpiece in downtown Buffalo. You know, with several more affordable housing projects either in the planning stages or under construction, when complete, my administration would have facilitated more than 3,200 affordable or new renovated units, with more to come. I also want to say thank you to Ruth Ann Visnoskis, Director of the New York State Division of Housing and Community Renewal, and thank her for all of the ways that she and her agency made this project financially possible, and all that Ruth Ann and Lenny Skrill have done to move affordable housing forward in the city of Buffalo. They have been great partners for the building of affordable housing. Also, a major thank you to Stuart Green of Bray Miller Market for creating an amazing fresh food experience that employs a diverse group of City of Buffalo residents. Stuart, you did everything that you said you were going to do. The market is absolutely amazing. There is not a day that goes by that I don't hear rave reviews about Bray Miller Market. Let's give Stuart another great big round of applause. And then finally, as I conclude, I want to thank the city's development team that does this great work in every section of the city of Buffalo, not just downtown, but east side, west side, north side, south side. Our economic development commissioner, Brendan Mahaffey, and we can give him a round of applause. Our president of the Buffalo Urban Development Corporation, Brandy Merriweather. Our former director of development for the city of Buffalo and the executive vice president of the Buffalo Urban Development Corporation, Rebecca Gandor. They have done an amazing job. And as Paul said, when tenants begin moving into 201 Ellicott in December, everything that all of us envisioned for this project, the growth, the development, the opportunity that we wanted it to create for our downtown residents and city residents will come true. Thank you all very much.
Again, Mayor, thank you for those words. And just as a little funny side note, when we were at the State of the City, when the mayor did his announcement, we didn't really know that you were going to be doing that announcement about the grocery store. So I remember when the program was done, I was dragged behind a tent and I had like 10 microphones in front of me to how to tell them how we're going to deliver this. And we figured it out. So the mayor, you had a heck of a way of challenging us. It was we did it. I know you did. Thank you. You have more faith in me than I did. Now I'd like to introduce the New York State Division of Housing and Community Renewal Commissioner, Ruth Ann Visnauskas, to say some comments.
Thank you. On behalf of Governor Hochul, I am delighted to be here in Buffalo today. One of the sort of oddities for all of us, I think, of the pandemic is when you don't go somewhere for a while, you arrive, and out of a phoenix has risen here in this beautiful location. So I would congratulate Simonelli Real Estate for building an incredibly beautiful and dynamic building, and for having the vision and creativity to make a project like this possible. I would also thank the mayor. You have been a tremendous supporter of affordable housing the entire time I have been here, and it is not everywhere we go around the state that people have open arms for affordable housing, and we are very thankful for the partnership of Mayor Brown as well as the other local officials here up in Buffalo. I would also shout out Lenny Skrill, who is the gold standard for us at HCR for being invested in communities around the state and really helping to shepherd projects like this to come to fruition. So thank you, Lenny, for all that you do. Just a minute sort of about sort of how we get to projects like this. Back in 2017, we announced a five-year housing plan at the state, and we hadn't really had one before, and people didn't really know sort of what that meant. We announced it was a $20 billion plan. It had $2.5 billion of new capital, sort of all big numbers that are sort of hard to relate to. And we set out to finance and preserve, to create and preserve 100,000 affordable units across the state. Drilling down from the $20 billion and the $2.5 billion, we come here to today to what is a $76 million investment to create 201 new affordable units in this location. And I think it just reflects sort of the building blocks of how do we get to these big ambitious goals, our projects just like this. And it isn't just the project, obviously, it is the impact. Affordable housing used to really just be about affordability and could we sort of get some affordability in a place. It then became that we wanted them to be sustainable. It then became that we wanted them to be architecturally significant and to be beautiful looking. We decided mixed use was really important in a lot of communities, and we added that here. It's really incredible to be at a project like this that hits the ball really out of the park on all of those fronts for us. This is an incredibly impactful project that has easy access to jobs, to schools, to transportation, obviously to fresh food, things that as we have gone through the pandemic, we continue to see how essential health and wellness are for our everyday living, and especially for the most vulnerable residents of the state. But we are no stranger to Buffalo, and it is not just this project. We have invested more than $300 million over the last decade to create more than 3,000 units in Buffalo, and are delighted to see projects rising up all over the city. In August, we cut the ribbon for Westminster Commons over on the city's east side. A few weeks ago, we broke ground on the adaptive reuse of Public School 75, which will soon be 47 apartments for families and veterans. All over the city, we are trying to breathe new life into vacant buildings and also construct new ones on underutilized land. We are at the tail end of the ambitious 2017 plan we set out to start, and so we are working very closely with the governor's office to talk about a new housing plan, because we are not going anywhere, and we will be back doing more and more of this type of work in Buffalo, and delighted to do so. So congratulations to everyone, and thank you so much.
Thank you again, Commissioner, for your support. Now I'd like to introduce, I still call her Becky Gandor, Executive Vice President of Buffalo Urban Development Corporation, to say a few words.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. As the mayor mentioned, I was Director of Development for the City of Buffalo when this project started, and I have since transitioned over to the Buffalo Urban Development Corporation as Executive Vice President. In my roles, I have the wonderful ability to not only work with the mayor on his vision for the city, but also on the implementation. And at times, that can be really tough. And the way the projects like 201 Ellicott come together is through partnerships. It's through the mayor setting a vision and knowing that he has confidence in us and in the teams to get it done, and having those relationships to pick the partners of Simonelli Real Estate, of Stuart Green, of our financing partners with DHCR. And you start to talk, and projects come together because of people and because of commitment. So I am so excited to be here today for what started in 2014, and there's twists and turns, and we would go into the mayor's office and say, "Mayor," in whatever problem it was, because there was a lot. And you know, you feel at times that, you know, it's not going to happen, or we're not going to be able to work through this problem. And you're reminded of why you're doing it. And that's what today is. You see the fresh food that is coming to the downtown. You see the affordable housing units that are coming here. And there's people. There's people that are shopping, all sorts of people. There's people that are going to live here. And that's why we do what we do and why we work with the people that we work with. So I'm so excited to be here today. I'm excited the Race for Place, which connects holes in our urban fabric, that brings people together and talks about talent attraction and what our city wants to be. This is visual. This is when the planning comes together and when we move forward. So 201 Ellicott is amazing. It hits all of Mayor what you wanted, what you challenged your team to bring today. And if you know the mayor, we get to enjoy today, and then we go back, right? So like, there's always another project. The Mohawk ramp, which the city is now going through a request for proposals, another, although not surface, we love our parking assets, a parking garage that has the chance to be transformational. So Mayor and the rest of the team that is here today, thank you for challenging us. Thank you for wanting better for the city of Buffalo, and thank you for letting us be a part of it. And Paul, we're gonna do it again. So thank you. Oh, and the other thing I'd like to thank is the community that came together. Ruth Bryant, I know you were instrumental in helping give voice to the residents of the city of Buffalo. So the mayor sends his apologies. It wasn't his heart, it was his head. And we thank you for your countless and your continued dedication for the residents of the city of Buffalo. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Becky. And again, Ruth, thanks. When I called you a couple times, when we needed your support, when got a little bit controversial, you were right there and hung with us. So again, thank you. More on a personal note, you know, every once in a while, I mean, one of the great things about being in our business is you get to do things that move the needle in the community. On a personal note, the first project I ever started my career with was the Cyclorama building. Remember that, David? Very controversial project. We actually brought it to life in 1988, which is ironically on its centennial. And it was something we as a company and myself was very proud of. You know, you do projects like Conventus that we thought made a big difference on the medical campus. And I was talking to a couple of people on our team, and I said, you know, you look at a project like this, and between the Bray Miller Market and a project like this, it really makes you feel like you moved the needle in the community and really develop what we would consider to be a legacy project, not just for our company, but for the community. So that's one of the great things about being in this business. And it takes a lot of very talented, dedicated people, not only within our own company, but in and around Buffalo and Western New York. And again, this project is no exception. It took a lot of thoughtful planning. Again, when it was becoming controversial, you know, you don't hire companies like ARC Building Partners in Canon. I was jokingly saying that if you're not gonna do it right, and really do something that's going to be really transformational. So again, I'd like to thank everyone for coming and helping to share in this success. That concludes the program, and there are tours for people that want to see this beautiful development. Doors are open. Anyone wants to see a tour, and the market's open. So again, thank you everyone for coming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.